Howard.
Hello.
Howard.
Hello, is it Carol?
Yes, speaking, yes.
Hi, Carol. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you today?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
That's good. Carol, I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress claim that you've put through with ourselves.
What is it?
It's your Scottish redress claim that you've put through with ourselves.
I don't know what that means, but then I don't understand.
You made the claim with ourselves 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's just about your time and care.
Right. Okay, then, yeah, I get you just now. Yeah.
No worries. Well, Carol, do you have roughly around 10, 15 minutes to talk to me? Let's talk to yourself. Is that okay?
Aye, okay, fine.
Okay, perfect. Well, just to let you know, Carol, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so yeah, as I said, my name is Adam, and I am part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal, and what I'm here to do is gather as much evidence as I can about your time, obviously not just in care, but out of care as well. So obviously, I can't see, obviously what you have gone through, unfortunately, within your time in care, but also just what I need to do, additionally on top of that, it's just find out how that, you know, just affect you, what effect it has had on you, and you know, obviously how you are today, you know, if that all makes sense.
Yeah, because see, when I first got to cut the call at Stephen Brimhill, and I just came right out of the blue, and it took me back to that time. It's a place that I've managed to kind of shut out, do you know what I mean? It's, but it's brought a lot of emotions and everything. It's just from it all back. But maybe this is a good thing. Because if it's back in my mind, I can put it forward and get it out and get it dealt with.
Yes, you know? Of course. I do understand this. It's not the nicest, obviously, to bring up some very dark times that obviously happened to you in
your past.
But at the same time, you know, this is us as a law firm. This is what we're here to do. We're here to, unfortunately, drag up them, you know, them traumatic memories, but get you, you know, the best compensation we can for the, you know, the time that you've gone through, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah, no problem.
All right, Carol, so what I need to do is I just need to ask you a quick series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can. I do apologise that, you know, one or two of these questions can be a little bit sensitive, but the more honest and knowledgeable you are with me, the more and better pay that I can pay for you, okay?
Yeah,
all right, Carol, so I'm not just nice and quick. Do you suffer with any mental health issues at the minute?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, and what have you been clinically diagnosed with, Carol?
It's manic depression. So I've suffered with that since I was 17. So I have, and that through that as well, in the place was a nightmare. But get sent back out again to my dad, but utterly, then get put back in again, it was just... But,
wasn't it nice for you, was it?
No, and then messed up because I knew the staff that was on for, so I was living in a baby unit, not down the stairs. But, get in, the time the baby was going to take me, my master Sharon was here in the room, I'm glad of it. And, so at night as well, right, they try to see the babies and then we have to go up to the food unit, but at night, there's a wee cupboard and you go in and they give you your meds or whatever, but Brandon was putting, it had codeine in it, and so he was drugging us, and he said, and then, so that, I mean, he came in and sat with me and Sharon, which isn't allowed, they started touching Sharon, but Sharon fancied him. And then it was even sitting me and all under it. When I wouldn't go to school, I was just sitting there and then it would just keep coming up and then rubbing my leg and that one, and then he was kissing me and I was like, I don't know why did he do this?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that is. He's getting pretty straight to me. He said, Carol, he says, nobody will believe you. He says, your dad's going to have his degree, he says, Gary should throw you, you'll be stealing and doing this. And I went, but she doesn't know how much things I've been doing this. She's really to this day. Really. And as I say, I can't hold a relationship. I feel like I can't hold a relationship for that now. I'm just scared. Just every... I don't know where it's coming from, but I just don't reach out to anybody. It's kind of And that is a horrible thing, man. Mere so because he'd be drugging us in the wee cupboard. He got the Benelin, and we go make hot water, so he'd put the hot water on for us, and he'd give a wee thing that could put the hot water in it, so that affected us better.
Yeah, yeah.
Aye, so we're going to be drugging us. So, yeah.
Massive trust issues that you tend to go through, don't you?
Aye, it's, as I said, I was in the home night, but I wouldn't go to school and blah blah, and I would disappear, because my dad was a monster to me, and he kicked me so hard up the bus, he shattered all my spinal, now it's just blunt, and see the heat and everything I get, but, and again, it's either go back to him, or go back to the home, do you know what I mean, it was just, and it was my room, mine's in Sam's room, it was right next to the cupboard, but he just, oh my god, man, he's a nightmare, so he is, he really, and as I say, his name was going up to the cat bit of the unit, like the lassies were doing college courses and things like that, and they were sleeping there as well, he was sleeping there, but he was going, aye, as I say, and it's like, he was like, my acute air kidney case, you know what I mean, and so he would go in and he would know everything about me, and he turned to him shaking. Carol, he says you've lied before, no, but that's blah blah. And he says, nobody believe me. That's exactly what he said. But you see, Sam, I think Sam is kind of gone with him and blah blah, so that's how. But it's just, and then there was an older guy as well, I can't remember his name. I just remember it being in Eglinton, and the woman that was there, or Elder or something it's called.
Yeah. Well, when we do write to these care services, obviously when for your time in care, as well as being under the local council of who these care settings were kind of funded and ran by, all these names will be issued against your case, and obviously from all your time in care, obviously because these people at the time, they were the providers who were supposed to be looking after these children and teenagers. So their names will be in the, if obviously, say, for instance, the institutions have closed down, their names will be in the archives for, what they had to, sign up on and stuff.
There was three of them, right? There was a one called Susan, she was my caseworker. She was but see, Fiona, Fiona was nice, but again, she was still giving us that medicine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, as I said, they were literally, but if she went in the room and all that and sitting on the rest of it, it's just, and then I used to run away and not go to school, so I used to go into the back of the laundry, and he used to come to me. So he said,
I am sorry for you, but obviously to be talking again.
I know, but it was horrible. It was horrible, nasty, but yeah, it was a crap guy, but as I said, I seen him for what he was. I really seen him for what he was. And then I bought to myself before. So I just mean a girl, Philippa, from Port Glasgow, you were not allowed to go out. And then it's so messed up, set the trip to the company on fire. And run away from that home, no one to go at home and all that. It was. And I was asked that he's put in a different unit, but a different unit was even worse than what back me is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was allowed to talk to him with the babies and all that, but that's not right, you know what I mean? It's just,
no.
They won't come in as only, babies won't come in and sometimes they're only a couple of days old and just been, but that wasn't his unit, he would be doing it all that, would he? Well, sorry, my friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I seen when I was a girl, I wanted to scream all this out to them, and everything, and I used to run away. But I mean, my dad, he used to stay to me, and I'm going to leave me home and stay to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, my jeep, I moved to my jeep, and I used to sleep. I swear to God, it was then. They're meant to keep you safe. They're meant to keep you safe. And all the rest of the day, with the playlist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I went to court as well for my dad. in the home with Joseph T.J. the panel, and then I say to them, I know, I'm not down and out, that's how he put me out, blah, blah, and all the rest of it, and I'm like, but, and then I was at the hospital because he's kicked me that hard, so I had to go back into the unit, but, I didn't comply or anything like that with the ravine. I've just been a fucking menace, do you know what I mean? Just been.
Yeah.
But that was the last to do it, do you know what I mean? And everything was going on.
Yeah.
So, but I just see itself, they're no help, I can't help them, I'm not to tell them, you know what I mean? And then Brendan, we called him, he used to say that it'll call you a liar, she's just like your dad. But they don't believe nothing that you say. I was just a nightmare. So, when he went about the house, he was happy to leave my house. And he used to tell you to do it, honestly, what it's high, and he used to say, we need to go back and play me. That's what he used to say. But yet, in front of everybody, he seemed to meet a nicer guy. So he was, but he was just, everybody that you know that would do with the asses, how he used to stroke them, keep the statues in their back, tapping their back, not the rest of it. And I'm like, well, I'll stick it with my tongue to keep them. I mean, yeah. I and then again, like, because I'm called a liar with my dad, I respected that, but he bring you back and said it didn't happen, so it's when you get to jail. Do you know what I mean? And my dad, he was, I was, the court, so I was a down-and-out liar, but the staff had already taken me to the doctors. But all I had a bad time, and I really had a bad time. So, it's and then when I used to run away, I used to see Kenton and Andre, just by there. Because you feel that they're on, oh, what's going on, right? They know, and they would just be in the hand about that, do you know what I mean? It was just, do you know what I mean? It was something, don't go back, I'm going back to it, I'm going to do that, blah, 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 blah. And then we'll come back here, just do it. Do you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
He used to take his runs in the big van and things like that, but he would break some of everybody there, and it was always me, Sean Cassidy, trying to remember the last his name was still in the unit, but with me boys there, and he was just always at the last his, you know what I mean, and then he'd break the van, he'd throw in and hang me in the sanctuary, and we're on our mark.
Go on my way to say that, you know, you are so brave and so confident in letting all this out to me. You should be proud of yourself.
But you know something, as I said, I put that away in my heat, like, away, way, way back. Now, as soon as I got that call, I said, wow, you know what I mean, whatever. But sometimes it moves a different company and heat and take it away from my throat. Do you know what I mean?
And to be honest, you're not the only person who has gone through this, who's, you know, who's tried to be brave and put this at the back of the mind, and, you know, when it's come to, like, ourselves coming to talk about it, you know, it all just comes out. But that's what we're here for. We're here to get that or paint that picture for yourself. So when, obviously, we go to, you know, the Scottish Government and present your case, it's, you know, it's we're the ones fighting for what you've gone through throughout the years. And, you know, all the torture, the abuse, everything. For them people who came out to you, you know, in your early ages and have said, you know, you're going to be called a liar, no one's going to believe you.
Now you've
got a massive law firm behind you now who is ready to, who already believes in you, but not only that, the Scottish Government believe in you as well, because we've been given a case number for yourself. An application number, and they want to hear about your case. So,
yes. You know, I've got a lot of people in town, and the homeless units, but I know them, And a few of them are saying to me as well, so I was talking to a guy in the bike and I said, I didn't know what the cabin name was. And then I was kind of upset, and so was he. Literally, so was he. And I'm like, wow, because he hit the call, I know. And I went, I know, just take that day. Just take a cabin, waiter. If somebody's going to come a couple years ago, 3 years ago, and they bring all up there, he can say that it's a bit of point, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You go right back to that, you just, oh, wow. That is my, and I've no told my dad or anything, my mum was there by the way. Do you know what I mean? But, it's horrible, really horrible. And I've never seen him, nothing, didn't feel safe with him. As I say, it was just, I was a nightmare. But as I say, that brain and that brain, I see what God made him say, why do you allow you to visit the unit and watch David and David when he's up here making me up in your thing, mate? And I'm like, wow, what is he doing? Do you know what I mean? And then I used to get an angry fucking real woman in the old place. I said, sure, I'm busy, just put your hand up. I went, I need to speak to you ASAP. She went, Carol, I'm busy, put your hand up. Just shut the door, like, and I'm like, wow, man. Wow. And then I used to smash things up because I should get up and say, anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
You couldn't
get anything, I understand that. Alright, but there was a last day then, I know, and she kept on coming to me, and I was kind of thrown to her. Do you know what I mean? As I say, because she said her dad was abusing her. So, then back, so you came into a place like that and say, who are you going to be safe? Who are you going to be safe? But, and it's, I couldn't prepare her for it, do you know what I mean? I just said, right. Yeah. So I asked her to come into the room, so that was me, Sharon. And I said, I fell upon her name, my dad was right, fell upon her, tried to say his name. But, she was terrified. Literally terrified. She was a wee skinny thing. She was kind of a pint of all. So I go around in my bed, nothing against her, and I was just kind of proud of her. And I'm like, wow, do you know what I mean? And yeah. He's doping us up. The best, he was doping us up.
Wow.
Because they see that they're medicine, Brennan, and he said, codeine in it. Right, and codeine is obviously very high as an opiate.
Yeah.
So, and then for him, like, to really get any tiny bit, and a wee measuring cup, then a wee measuring, but really, we just stated, the staff would like to put hot water in it, that's what it's saying, how it's just thing, man. But, why did staff tell you to do something like that, because it had to be bad for? No,
exactly.
But that's the thing,
you're far away from the moment, are you?
Oh my God, man, it's just, I've been abused me and hers all my life. I know what the hands to watch it, but, and that's the way I'm programmed, I get fighting. And I swear to God, I'm the same with my grandkids. See, I watch people now that I'm because anybody, authorities, nobody, do you know what I mean? Where you should be able to come in, do you know what I mean? It's just, and then when these guys come, right now I feel, I don't know, I'm just talking and I'm telling you things, because obviously I feel relaxed and confident enough to tell you.
Yeah, well, but of course, I'm a stranger to you, you haven't met me before, and it's always good to talk to a stranger, someone who doesn't know you, someone who doesn't know anything about you. Sometimes you end up telling a stranger more than you tell family members or friends, anything like that.
Because I kept my mouth shut as I said, I was getting taken to Paris, my dad, I can't control her, that's not right. So I was getting abused with my dad when I was there. And then if I didn't do things, my dad didn't need to bat at me as well, but hanging on my spinal cord, it shattered me. And I couldn't walk properly and everything. He was an animal, the man was an animal. And then so I came back to say, he hit me. And then I'm like, wow, and I used to be honest, and it's just, that's how I was acting it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then plus we burnt out, me and my auntie probably burnt out that, the satellite place to him because we couldn't get out for the rest of it, but it's a phase, and it's just, the system has, I tell you, the system's all wrong. Like, it's fucking
yeah.
Not wrong.
It really is in the cases that we are coming across. As the weeks go on, and you know, the abuse these children and teenagers have had, you know, there's hundreds and thousands of
people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm meeting people who are arrested, and that boy is in some state as well. And I was like, listen, maybe this is the final hang. I said, look, you try to keep me in the head to say, right, whatever has happened, just go and tell somebody. I said, I've told somebody, he's like, Carol, I don't want to tell anybody because it's so horrible. And I went, but you know something? I said, it's not your fault, do you know what I mean? It's just,
oh, of course, it's not.
Aye, and has he done in it? And he said, yeah. So did you get a phone call? And I said, aye. I said, see when I got the phone call, I went, I put the phone back to the game and I answered it and I went, what the fuck? And it just took me right back to that where I kind of tried to walk through it all easier.
Yeah.
So he's even talking about the rhinos because I'm in myself. But it's all coming back, it's just pushing forward, pushing forward. So maybe this is a good thing in a way. Put it to go to the for all.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be a good thing because at the end of this tunnel, you know, we're going to see the brightest light that you've ever seen. You're going to feel that relief of, you know, what we're going to do as a law firm to represent you, to get you the best, you know, compensation that we can for what you've gone through. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying, you know, money, you know, buy the
house. No, I know.
That it's what, once you get to that stage, you'll feel like you deserve this for what you've gone through. Do you know what I mean?
You see, it's the government then is letting us in.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? As I said, that's the main man you can ask for everything to let us down. And they are ready to know. Do you know what I mean? So, see, will I have to go to court or see the evidence or anything like that?
No, you certainly don't. This is all done by an independent panel behind closed doors. As I said, they have already given us a case number for yourself. So once we, you know, receive medical records, we receive the letters and paperwork back from your care settings that you was in.
Mm-hmm.
We then present that as a whole, to the Scottish region, their councils, and you know they sit down, go through your case. Mm-hmm. And obviously they'll make a decision on what is best to do for you compensation wise. So yeah, mm-hmm. it's all done behind closed doors. You or I don't have to go and represent anything. It is all done behind closed doors. So yeah, it's
You're saying that because we're asking the name about the thing, so we don't want it, you know what I mean? So I'm sitting here and I feel that relief when I smoke about things. Mad, isn't it? It's just
it just goes to show how much you've bottled it up for
the anger that I've had in me. Yeah, honest to God, it was as I say, my mum and dad went in, right, and they were alcoholics, and then you would go to this place and you meant to feel safe. Right, and then Sharon, as I say, she was kind of gone and, you know, sick from it. But I used to hate that he was on, because he was like, man, he takes his own trips and they think, because he's on to the staff. And as I say, he was good in the baby unit. Don't know why he's in the baby unit. He's assigned up to Uber, and I don't know why he's gone there. But that's what I used to always think. That's what I did when I was about to see if he touched his babies. I was freezing. Fear, and I swear to God, I think I'd have killed him if I found it at that. You know what I mean? And then sometimes you get in and you're hiding what, a 2-year-old or a 9-year-old, blah, blah, and I'm like, ah. You need to take that reading, you know what I mean? And I kind of get out of there, and I really just blow it out. The thing is, you know what I mean? But I, and I'm like, right, which guy is in this? But he's a friend up the stairs, we can maybe wait till he's finished and pop in and see the kids, blah, blah. But he shouldn't have been doing any units in the first place. He's a guy to be out. He thought he was really clever. Friend, I'll never ever forget that man's mom.
So, Carol, would you say that you suffer with anxiety and PTSD from this as well?
almost ordinarily. As I say, the things that just went on in the north of the north, people were reporting it, and they did it right, so they were just like, okay, fucking at it. Do you know what I mean? And nobody was listening, nobody was listening, and I don't know why, and I think that's maybe the reason why I bugged in the home. I didn't need to do that, but I really didn't need to do that, and that was something just inspired out of control. And the whole building went on fire, so that's how much it affected me. Of course, yeah. But he went in and told me everything, the same thing, you know, I'm a high bastard, blah, blah, and all the rest of it. But they say he's a youth. Not I mean, something, you know, my dad is very arrogant with him.
Yeah.
And he seemed to walk to him, and he kissed a cuddle of the man, and he just walked out. He was so, so angry. And I'm like, wow, and he's like, fucking, she's a liar, she's this and that. But I saw a couple of pairs of his soaps, you know what I mean? It's just, oh. I'd rather go back into the home Ailsa in England soon and things like that. I would just stay out and I said, I don't know, I'm just kind of, you know what I mean? I was like, I don't want to go back in there or go into the London and then sleep. It was just, as I said, she was drugging us. Do you know what I mean? Literally drugging us, but and then you're bouncing about blah, 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 because of the codeine. And that medicine, but you put hot water in it and it bangs, catch it. So that is him drugging us. You know what I mean? He's a perpetrator, do you know what I mean? It's either they work in the bubble, do you know what I mean? Now he keeps it safe, whatever, or he work out the bubble, do you know what I mean? That's a case of day. So I had to go to a course thing. My wee boy and my oldest boy now, I messed about one night and they were just saying, so I had to report to my socialist, right? So I'm very fucking had stomach with. Do you know what I mean? This is my reason, no be touched for anything like that. But, I can't even remember what I was going to say there. I don't know what else to say, but it was wrong. And as I said, all these kids on saying, you didn't believe it, or you were a thief, your dad's that same, done that. I was like, that's a fucking lie. Do you know what I mean? I said, when I went to the doctor's lady sugar thing, as I said, I couldn't even move my neck or anything, and the staff was telling him, and he was about 18 stone, he has not mean, but he got me right at the tail for it. And then it shattered all my wee bit spinal cord thing right up my head, and it's still heating out my boat. So I said, I'm getting a few minutes of haven, and I'm getting abused in there. And my attention, I burnt into this place. That didn't mean for that harm. I really didn't mean that for harm. But I say, that's how much of a rant and try to get fucking things sorted, but nah, they turn a blind eye. As I say, for who's worse, the ones they were the ones who turned a blind eye. You know what I mean? I've often said that on my life, you know what I mean? So, but in the future of this day, I do not trust anybody. I think the marriages again, and then I know that they're messing about on me and everything, so it's really, really, really affected my life.
Yeah, of course. And Carol, do you take antidepressants or anything?
I'm on pregabalin. I'm on anacetylcholine. I'm on codeine. So, what else is it? Amitrazidine. Name as well. I've been on it for years. I've been 14. I went to the doctor with my mum, and they gave me Valium. They gave me Ibuprofen. She gave me Valium.
Yeah, okay. And do you drink or take any recreational drugs, Carol?
Yes, I smoked him because of my health. That's it. It does exactly what it says in the tin, does that mean? And I smoked him. I just got drugs, I took like Valium and things like that, but that is what it is. It's just, I said, you have to block everything out, but,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Even things that's going on in the day and all the rest, and I'm just kind of, you know what I mean? As I say, the cancer I'm saying about it is right of you.
I'm sorry, did you say that you drink alcohol as well, yeah?
No, I used to really drink, but as I say, see the green, it's because of the doctor that they can administer it now. The green, as I say, it helps with my depression, my pain, and my an antipsychotic thing as well. Do you know what I mean? It's just, aye. So, as I say, you're the first person I've told her, I say.
No, again, thank you very much for your honesty, and this doesn't get used against you, it doesn't leave my office, it doesn't do anything, all this gets me to do is build the best picture that I can, and obviously how this trauma affects you, what you do to, you know, try and numb that pain, and how you deal with it yourself, you know what I mean, because I know that, you know, not everybody likes to turn to a doctor, and, you know, depend on medication, some people self-medicate.
I self medicate. Because we're getting drugs and the home, that's when we started failing my mic. Yes, I watched things like that, and I was getting found in the corner and clothes and everything, and but it was just that's exactly what it is, it was just hanging it all out. So as I say, mic, honestly, God, horrible. And then actually, that I'm only 5 minutes away, and I've actually walked down that street where that big home is, where he shipped in, because I've judged, you know, fucking mental get on that place shipping, as I say, but so, I can't remember Brandon's second name, or Susan, or Fiona, but that's obviously, when you go back to that time, you'll see the staff out of the zone.
I'll be able to do that for you, don't worry. But one question I do obviously have to ask you, Carol, and I do apologise in asking in doing so. But have you tried to self harm or take your own life?
A couple of times, yeah. Okay. I've not done it for years because I do it in my mind to beat myself. Do you know what I mean? So I take tablets, I imagine to get over this.
Yeah, no, okay.
Just see when nobody believes you and it's happening, you can't get in, it's happening, you can't, and you just feel right, there will be enough for me and I don't want it to be. I mean, fucking my dad, you can have the diamond, right? Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and I was like, he would even know, I would say, don't pick up that things happening, he's seen the
president
as well.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Aye.
Well, with your attempting to overdose and stuff, would you ever admit to hospital for doing some?
Oh, years ago, because we were getting further that better than with the codeine in it. We were taking back then, it used to be called Up Jones. You should be able to look up, but you could take an aftermarket back then. I used to buy them to just kind of, and I've been found in Mickey bins and everything, just kind of, no unconscious, but just kind of, carry, you need to go on your feet, you need to walk it up.
Can you remember what hospital it was that you went to, Carol?
Well, I think it would have been Stirling. I'm not sure. No, I don't know. Seeing that, the hints you see are, Evelyn and Ava are just there. I'm sitting over it. Is it over there?
That's all right, don't worry. I'm sure it'll be on your medical records somewhere.
It's done, you go to the doctors and get a check-up.
What GP are you registered at, Callum?
What
are you registered with the GP, are you?
Aye,
what's the name of the practice, please?
It's Barclay medical centre.
Could you spell that for me, please?
Just a minute. Barclay. Barclay. Barclay.
Medical centre. What area is that in? And I'll be able to research on it.
Right, it's over in, I think that road, are we up in the west end?
In the west end of Scotland?
Yeah,
West end of Scotland. Okay, let's have a look.
So, I actually need to do the update there. Or do you would go to the Royal, I mean, outside of the thing?
So, I've got here, West End Medical Practice in Manor Place, is that right? Is it West End of Edinburgh?
Oh no, Glasgow.
Glasgow, okay. Let me have a look at it.
It's Barclay Medical Centre, it's a big massive doctor.
Medical. Let's just have a look. Barclay.
Mm-hmm.
Barclay, okay, I've got you.
Mm-hmm.
Barclay Medical Practice.
Right, and I'm the green section. Because the subject matter is the orange and blah blah, so that's different to what I'm in the green.
Okay.
So I have the, as I say, in the medical records, we had to be admitted through the doctors before we could get back taken into the home to identify all the bruises on you and all the rest of it, but I need to sit there and watch you and sit.
Yeah.
So, I'm a runaway, do you know what I mean? And then they're waiting for me to abscond. Do you know what I mean? So I just attended all the most stuff, but some of them are dead nice, but they knew, I know they knew, and that's the same thing, but it's worse, people that commit the crime are the people who've done the other cheek. Do you know what I mean? It's, I can't sum that up, it's just, but see, I've always been a protector, always been a protector, and my brother used to protect me, so see my wings to this day. I swear to God, I'm not a lion in the Mary Cubs. I swear to God, that's how bad it is. But in my heat, right, that's what I'm saying. And really, I went to a thing, a ghost thing, where I go to understand how predators work and all the rest of it, but of course I know. But, as I say, and then I had a disabled son. I had to have my NHS for 14 years. I went to take my expatriate and that, and then it was too late, and I'd be too late and all the rest of it. So it's just, I've had it hard, you know what I mean, as I say, I don't get any relationships or nothing, I don't do anything, I just feel a good family watch, my granny's watching my videos, my granny's watching my granny, and that's what I come up. I am so, but I'm not being funny, but I think about any mother or father, grandma, do you know what I mean? I've just my own mum, do you know, and I,
of course,
I've been really hard, and right, I had a CPN nurse in Hunter Street, right,
yeah.
And so she used to take me a wee drive to go places, so that I would open up the side, but see when I go back, it's not me, that's my, hang me, my safety place and all the rest of it, but she said to me, write things down in the diary, blah, blah, and all the rest of it, and you feel the ones you have to eat. But I just thought, oh, then write things down, blah, blah, put it under the mattress, and every minute for a diary, and I come back and my daughter's a resident.
Yeah.
Therefore, she's got that information in her eat. Do you know what I mean? And I can't forgive myself for that. Do you know what I mean? It's, and the season not allowed to see their dads around them, they know that they start getting protection of them, but I think that's because of my past.
It is easy to relate a lot of things back to the past because of your upbringing and because of, you know, you didn't have that guidance and whatnot, do you know what I mean? What I would recommend though is don't hold anything against yourself and self-blame.
And people can't say carrying themselves because whatever that over protection because of your husband can't keep the race. Broke the ice, but at the same time I know which I can spot it, I think my son in law, it was there because he wasn't going to school and all the rest, it was just fucking sick and half all the time, as I say, and then him and my son, Jamie, were messing about right. And my daughter caught him right, so and then I didn't know what to do with that information. So I had to phone Ronnie, my social worker, and say to him, do you know what I mean? And then we found out there was a coach that was interfering with my boy. That's how he used to teach it. And you don't know these things in your ears about what it's, but they've been saying that only two nights are fine, everything's what we raised and all the rest of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's something we start to get to Rome, go to Rome and things like that. So these guys, that's what I'm saying. And I've held nice to the people throat and everything because of my kids. And I know that's so nice. But you're really, really, really bad. But I don't know how to, I don't know how to deal with my grandmoms and that. So in the days, don't like them, just people just hold, no, I don't know. Just don't know. Just And I don't think I'll ever sign prescriptions, but I do. At least I've switched on. No, I mean, I'm not just putting, turning the other cheek, as you would say, do you know what I mean? As I say, I'm a mum, so I just want to keep doing what mum says, and they protect.
That's
so,
it. Yeah, you certainly do.
Exactly. So when all this happened to me, you know, the rest of that thing made me the person I'm up to date. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But as I say, I'm open to things that I didn't even know that was there. Do you know what I mean? As I say, this is flooding back. But maybe that's better. Get it out once and for all, and it's gone. It completely is gone. Do you know what I mean?
Course,
I've never dealt with things and all that, but do you know what I mean? And I didn't think anybody believed me because the dog's still nice to run away, and that's how I feel. That's how I know she was lying. He sat back to be lying, and she put a bed to the wind and everything. So he had to have it, and she was sitting through my bracelet, and I was sitting in there like that. So I said, come on, I can't even say it quite like I'm not the rest of it. So he was grooming her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know all that, and then she's well in the home, and people touching the reins, and I'm like watching, you know what I mean? But I can't get by there.
Yeah. We're here and we believe you and we understand what happened to you, and that's why obviously we as a law firm we're going to do everything we can to fight for you.
It's not nothing to do with getting money or anything like that, but these people need to be stopped. They need to just like charge and go but do what they're doing all the rest of it. See, I'm going to fucking go in that head. I'm like, it's really. But again, to bring that information up after all this time, do you know what I mean? There's a phase of that I'm used to
getting to
feel again.
It's very brave of you to have gone. There he is.
I can think these things the way if I need to. I'll put them into my wee voice thing so that I remember because I keep forgetting everything. I'm really, really bad. Do you know what that is, kind of?
Yeah.
Because my brain's constantly switched on and we day this and day that, and as I said, it's just always my family. I can't even help it.
Yeah, it's all the time, Yeah, no, it's definitely doing overtime, Carol. But just going back to the question I asked you before about your GP and stuff, how long have you been registered with your GP?
Well, Oh, okay. I used to be in the room when I was a wee as well. And then I moved away to the other side of the city. And then I moved back. So it will go back right to probably Rockhill. I stayed in Rockhill. And it'll be on the hang. That's what it'll be. So I'm sorry, right. I know it's because my youngest son is one. So they get sooner than the town and things like that, so I can talk to you and I don't have to tell, you know what I mean? So James no one, but I was going to the room, but at the same time with my mum, I'm about to talk about and blah blah. So my brains are switched on as well, they're not stupid. Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, you imagine that, you know? Do you know what I mean? I get 13 grand rooms.
Is that our finish?
Is that alright, sir? If I wasn't going to the morning, I'd go meet a wee joint or something. And then just a wee cup of tea and then just sit back and then just kind of sit and I'm sure about all and just kind of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so, well, to be honest, it's not far away for you. I've only literally got another, five or so minutes and then that I'd be keeping you full and then you'd be good to go.
Yeah, I'm sure you know that. That's happening. Sorry, I'm too nervous today. I think I bought these shoes for you, and it's one of the Ray Bans when you pick them up, you decide to put them in.
Yeah, no, I get that, don't worry. But kind of one question I obviously do want to ask you as well is, obviously, when I do get all your medical records sent back to me after writing, you know, to your doctors and whatnot, would you like me to share them records with yourself?
Do you know some? No.
Okay.
Because it's too much for me, like, I'll just do it. Right, it's done, or I spoke to them, whatever it is. I have faith in these guys. Right, I know, I don't want anything. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to, because if anybody finds it in my phone or anything like that, and stuff.
Yeah, no, I 100% understand that, don't worry.
Because this is huge, I can't put that on there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, it's just me, you're dealing with, the keep me with it. So,
Well, that's what I was going to say to you next. So basically, obviously, this kind of journey that you and I are going to be going on, Carlo, it's not a short-lived journey. You know, this is going to take roughly around about 6 to 12 months to get to the bottom of.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, every 4 to 5 weeks, I'm going to give you some sort of call and update on how I'm progressing with this case.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just obviously going back to earlier what I said, just so I can obviously remind you, is of we don't have to attend anywhere. This is done by an independent panel. So obviously once their final decision has been made, that will come back to myself and I'll be able to inform you of that decision. Okay.
Right.
But just before I, you know, do come to a conclusion in this phone call, I just would like to discuss with you, obviously, you know, the other funding options that are out there. For yourself. So basically, obviously, with your application, you know, you've got three options. So, you know, you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm. Of course. But option two is, you know, you can go with another law firm or solicitor out there that takes part in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where for every case they get paid £2,000 per case, and whether you win or lose, that's the sum that they receive. But obviously us as a law firm, we can't discuss or, you know, anything on how they go about their cases, but what obviously I can tell you about ourselves is that obviously being a private law firm, we win as a no win, no fee basically. So obviously for whatever reason, if we don't, you know, get the result that we want in this case, we won't come and chase you in any way for any fees, anything like that. Our own insurance company covers us with that. But obviously, just to remind you of our fees, it is 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that is capped. It'll never change.
That's fine. I've agreed to take my advice, as I said, because they should be still working in homes and blah, blah, do you know what I mean, as I said. Brendan was only a couple of years older than me. I was with him maybe, and I think he was like 18, 19, so his hormones were running fucking right, and he was giving me all the home, young lasses and everything, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then that Brendan used to give her medicine, and his bedroom was right next to it, and he would come in, and he was like, aye, aye, so that is grooviness. But I know that he was sleeping with Sharon and all. So wow. I guess I knew that for a fact. So, and then also she thought she was pregnant with him.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? So she was kind of deluded into this big spell thing. This older guy, you know what I mean? The way he takes her and he takes her everywhere in the big community van and blah, blah. But that's grooming.
Yeah.
That means he's a perpetrator, right? He's exactly grooming. Because if he's a rental of this in that hall, it's called Hulk,
yeah.
Put your hand up, Hulk. And as I say, because he was with the two boys were dead and all the rest of it. So I had to learn. Oh, he's signed it again, blah, blah, and all the rest of it. And as I say, I'm fucking laughing, watching my veins, and I'm like, wow, well, it's made me so paranoid. It's just kind of, do you know what I mean? It's over the years, it's just, aye, oh, yeah. It's the dog, man. And of course, I don't have relationships with anything, like that. I don't have boyfriends or anything.
Yeah.
I just don't trust anybody.
Just before I do go, Carol, I want to make sure I've got your the right care settings that you was in. So with your Eglinton one, was that Eglinton Cleverdon reception home?
Yes.
That's it.
Cleverdon, that was his school relation. That's right.
Okay, just obviously I had that in.
And then there was Ailsa. Ailsa was about 10 minutes away, maybe like 15 minutes away.
So how long was you in Eglinton for?
I must have been a bit, maybe a year, different ones, but I always went back to the van in more Ailsa, Eglinton. So it was, as I say, other homes were mad, it's just they were all in about it. So I can't remember the name of the man at the bashes, but I was on the boot in that home as well, and staff, and I'm like, well, you know what I mean? It's just, so I really, really, really had affected me to this day. So paranoid, I just think everybody's a threat. To him, do you know what I mean? It seems like somebody pushes you to have to be your friend or anything. My walk is up, right? And I'm like, but as I say, see, Matt, that does that on its own. I'm phobic, that's my natural born instinct. Do you know what I mean? As I say, I do not trust anybody. I don't.
Yeah.
Just, the way I've been in, as I say, my grandmothers are really, 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 really are bad. Really.
Yeah.
But the same time you can't believe something that you're a mother and a dad at that point, you know what I mean? So that's not so unofficial check for your rent. I would have felt my rent, see if anybody felt such my rent. I'd have felt my rent, that's a terrible thing to say. I suppose everybody would say that with me. But Did you need to finish soon because my son's a bit of a haircut, but you'll not be wrong
with that. Of course. So the other one is it? Isla Case, I think, is it?
Ailsa is called.
What was it called?
Ailsa, is this your scene it wrong
is it Ailsa? Ailsa Case, I think.
Where is Alison Glasgow in it?
It's like Glasgow.
Right, and I think the postcode is about the same, East Windmills or something like that, right?
I'm just going to have a look for you now. If it's under Glasgow City Council, we can deal with that in itself. Mm-hmm. Is it not cheap? Is it Cheapside Street? No.
Cheapside Street is a place to go for your dinner and blah blah and clean clothes. It's not by the government, yeah.
Okay, so is it that one?
No, it's Eglinton. The Eglinton was in Ailsa. With up at Highland Way, so I can't even
see, you're saying it's in the Scottish Highlands.
What?
Did you say it was in the Highlands?
Yes, it's the Highlands.
Okay, Scottish.
And it was all dead dark, well, remember, the whole building was dead dark. I always remember that, and back then, Corinne, a woman called Corinne, was the staff.
So okay, she went, I think I've got it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was the top dog recently. As I said, she didn't come in, check on it, go see the babies, and she sat there, sat there. I'm like, fucking added in town, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would have been a nasty woman, but as I say, and then you kind of attempted to put phone down, they put a home hang. Just as not, just cross, I can't remember the right name there, but.
That's what I thought, as I said, we'd be able to chase all these names that would attack your case as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's pretty much, it is pretty much everything, you know, all the information that I've got off you today. Before mm-hmm. you go, have you got any questions for myself at all?
No, that's what I'm saying, so I've managed to kind of answer and the things as I say, and that's right, so, and I know that you're saying that that's enough years to go,
yeah.
So I'm going to have faith in your name. Take that away, take it away, and then I'll just keep doing what I'm doing up here.
That's what I'll do. I'll be keeping it up to date every 4 to 5 weeks. This number that I'm calling you on, make sure you save it for me.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Aaron, and I'll be your representative this whole time. Mm-hmm. So if you've got any questions that you pop into mind, if you want an update on anything, just give me a call and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Hi, because you sometimes just come to me, but as I say, try to keep myself busy, but see when I'm sitting there, my brain just goes,
yeah.
And I've got a photographic memory, right? See when I see something, I don't want to look, but I look, and as I say, it's just, wow, it's horrible, it really is,
yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Listen, I'm going to let you go, because my son's doing shortly. And
okay,
then I think that they do, but they know kind of about the homes I've told them that doesn't love the kids and they're doing things. So anyway, I don't really have to tell them because it's my business. But as I said to my daughter, I found my diary and so she did and she broke to green.
Yeah.
I know, but excuse for me, I'm talking to you every tonight, but you are a lawyer kind of thing. And but she, it's just a fucking nightmare.
That is. Oh, but now that you've got it all off your chest, you can go and enjoy your day, feel a bit lighter about yourself, and just know that your case is in the right hands first, which is the people who want the best for you now, okay?
No, I didn't see things to talk to him about, as I said, and then I was in the town center, and talking to people, it's right in the homeless and all the rest, and they kind of broke up about it, and also, when I seen that, and I said, we're all together. She's not trying to be hired. Do you know what I mean? It's just one of the day ones, isn't it? It's just, and then you hear their stories, they tell you, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, because even that day, I program it, and it's just, that's how I'm like, don't want to know. Because my brain just goes, look,
Well, just know that I'm here for you if you need anything, okay?
Yeah, but do you know something? I don't reach out to anybody in the rest, but I find you dead easy to talk to.
Well, good, I'm glad you do. That's exactly what I'm here to do.
Aye, yeah, there's no shame you by face or nothing, but if I did, I'd still be the same. unloading things, do you?
Yeah, no, well, again, you know, this is what we specialise in, this is what we're here for, you know, we don't like people bottling things up, especially
mm-hmm.
not, you know, it's the worst thing that you can do to yourself, and it's easy to do, but it's the worst thing to do, so, I am proud of you for what you told me today, and what you made to tell me, so thank you.
But what I've got to do is, for once and for all, get my guilt and put it away. Do you know what I mean? It's destroyed my daughter's mind and minds and all the rest of the things. Once and for all, it'll get put away, they'll get what they deserve to get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Of course. As I said, you go into your day, okay?
I'm going to meet my friar.
Good, well, go and enjoy it. And as I said, I'm always a phone call away if you need anything answered or anything like that, okay?
Right, so I've just saved the number out, I'll just say right to your adopter thing or something.
Yeah, right. just call it Aaron MMA Legal.
Right, I'll do that when you come up and go and I'll save that number.
Right, so every time I come to past year, you know who's ringing.
I know that I've got a phone with you. I lost my phone. And my bank card and my bank pass. I go out of that service, but then I've got a new phone.
Yeah, make sure you save the number, okay?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No problem, man. Hey, Aaron. Right, have a nice day and listen. Thank you very much.
No, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I feel a full face. I need a bit of food. That's hard. You know what I'm saying, man? I give you a bit of faith in them, do you know what I mean? These people are going to help. I put that to bed and that's Branson for all. Do you know what I mean?
It is. We'll be on the journey together and we'll get to the
bottom. And this day and age is my stage. The amount of paint that is off. So, and I every mother will be saying the same. So when you talk to them about the same thing. They will all be the same with their veins and all that,
Thank you very much for your time, Carol. I do appreciate it, okay?
Right, Aaron, thank you very much. Right,
not a problem.
I know that you're going to go away and they just pull things up and I'm arrested, but as I say, it's not a bad way, so I know that I've done, you know what I mean, so...
You've definitely done the right thing.
Right, I know, because this is what I'm saying, I've got pay for you, so I'm just opening up, buddy, brother.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Is that a place to be dead easy to talk to? Everything? Really?
Yeah,
everything?
That's what I'm here to do now. I'm here to do all the hard part. Mm-hmm. The hard part today with this phone call, and now it's my turn to do the hard part in your case, okay?
Right, okay, Aaron. Right, thank you very much. You guys have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Right, okay, Aaron. Right, okay. Right, speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.